Sounds good, doesn't it? You might have missed a voice in there. It was just a few seconds of John Carney in the up-and-coming movie Murder Mystery. Let's bring in Nina Morris-Lee, CEO at MLA, Moonin Lee and Associates. Very good morning to you. He's one of yours, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Hello, Jane.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get on to the murder mystery, Nina, you have expanded. The company has expanded. And tell us about your expansion and why.
Well, you know, I've only been in this game for a few years from taking over from my late mother-in-law, Moonin Lee. So, but I've always been on the sidelines, and I've been surprised about the fact that we have world-class actors in this country, but we've really been poor at exporting our great talent. And so it's always been on my to-do list to find a partner abroad, and not necessarily Europe after we've started there, but also the US, where I think it's more difficult to find an agent who will collaborate with us because there's so many of them. So one would have to really dig deep to find someone that has the similar values and ethics as we do. I'm not saying that they don't. I'm just saying that it is a project and a half.
Sure.
I started talking to Actors Garden last year. I think it's been now about 6 months that we've been chatting. And, yeah, we just discovered by talking to each other that we share very similar values and that we have the same vision. And that is just to allow our actors to grow and expand in different markets, and that really your world is your oyster versus you have to stick within your borders.
Okay, so tell us more about what it'll mean for our talent and how it'll work.
So what we're doing, the way we started it, is that they have picked 11 of our actors to start off with that they are interested in representing, which means that these 11 actors, should everything go well and that they're willing to be signed by Actors Garden, they will be on their books to be put forward for various projects abroad. And because Actors Garden are in London, Berlin and Istanbul, it really does spread them quite wide, which is wonderful, which is exactly what I wanted. And then vice versa. I mean, for them to have their actors come onto our books, we've already selected one. We haven't gone through their entire roster yet, but the plan is that we would sign some of their actors too. But that doesn't mean that the others are excluded. So should there be a project that comes up and neither of us have those actors on our books, we dip into each other's rosters.
Okay. And I'm assuming that we are appreciated overseas. I mean, are we seen enough overseas, our South African talent?
Well, no. I mean, I don't think we are seen enough. However, I mean, there are actors that have made it abroad, and they have done a sterling job to shine a light on South African talent. So, I mean, we can talk about, obviously, Charlize is the obvious one, and Uso is obvious. But in terms of the actors we represent, you just take John Carney, you know, I mean, Black Panther fame, Lion King, Murder Mystery, 1 and 2. You take Connie Chume, who's done Black Panther 1 and 2. And, you know, we have people, South Africans living in L.A. who have made it, you know, Ember Davis. I mean, unbelievable talent. Carl Bucas, David Lee. I mean, the list goes on in terms of people that have moved across and moved over borders to go and make a career for themselves elsewhere. So, yeah, I think that we are definitely seen as a player, but I don't believe enough.
And obviously money in South Africa is an issue. Money and royalties.
Money is an issue. And it's an issue because our system is broken. And, you know, we don't have a union, which we should have. Mm. None of our fees are standardized. We have to be able to have collective bargaining. We have to be able to go to the table with some muscle. And at the moment, we can't do that. Because we have the only thing we have is a take it or leave it contract. And I have to say, and I don't want to piss anybody off, but, you know, producers, broadcasters, you name it, they have the upper hand on the actors. And because there is no standardization, we're sitting with a performance protection bill from 1967, Jane.
Oh, wow.
1967. All right.
No.
That's almost 10 years before TV was even introduced into this country. So it only covers things like needle time. I mean, do you know what needle time is?
No idea. Not crochet.
So needle time is when, you know, they measured how much they're broadcasting of a piece of music that was a record on a gramophone. You know that needle that sits on the gramophone?
Yes. Yeah, of course.
That is our current performance protection bill. I mean, it's insane. So there are no royalties, no residuals, no bias fees for our actors' images. It's crazy. It's a loophole. And, of course, this gets used by the various powers that be because, hey, we're not coming to the table with anything except a contract. But that being said, the PMA and the South African Guild of Actors have made submissions now to the National Council of Provinces to support a new amendment to this bill. So we're really hoping and praying that this will be approved and will be gazetted, and therefore, you know, it can be a game changer for us.
And that couldn't happen quickly enough, because I should imagine that it impacts not only on actors but our reputation.
It, absolutely. But also I need to mention that the budgets on local productions in this country is very, very low. And in fact, the sad part is that our actors sit right at the bottom of the food chain. So, when broadcasters, for instance, when they sign a contract with an actor, because actors are freelancers, right? They're not employees. They are freelancers. When they sign that contract with an actor, there's nothing in it for the actor should that person that we've signed with or the company that we've signed with repeat that series or that film, sell it on to any others anywhere in the world. There's nothing that the actor gets out of it, absolutely nothing, except being overexposed on all platforms without any compensation. I mean, it's absolutely sickening.
Yeah, that is so wrong. And I know that you've spent quite a bit of time seeking young talent. I mean, Mooney Lee, that was her gift, wasn't it, was seeking talent. What are you finding at the moment?
So Mooney used to go around to schools and to school plays. I mean, in those days, it was certainly a lot easier to do, and she was in there with the people looking for that really raw talent. Sadly, these days, we just don't have the time to do that, and I started something in 2021 called Call for Cast, which is an open call for auditions, and it means that anybody, even without any training, can apply to be represented by MLA through a monologue that they submit through Call for Cast. So right now, we're in the middle of our second tranche of Call for Cast actors. And in 2021, I only took 10. And in this round, I'm also only taking 10. And yet we get over 3,000 in 2021 submissions. So there are those gems in amongst all the thousands, but not as many as I'd like.
Mm. And that also takes away people feel that it's a difficult thing to get into, which it is. So I like the fact that you're opening it up to people. Since you've taken over at the helm, a couple of years now, what have you learned about Mooney Lee's impact, and what are you hoping to achieve? How do you push her legacy on?
So, Moon's impact. I've known about Moon's impact for over 16 years now, just observing from the sidelines, having been her daughter-in-law for so long. So yes, extraordinary woman and quite hectic shoes to fill. I must say I was a tad nervous, and I didn't get nervous easily. I was like, oh my God, how am I going to improve on this?
This is a big one.
But the thing is that there were improvements to be made. And Moon, having run MLA for 47 years at the time when she passed away, I mean, we're nearly 50. Well, next year we're going to be 50 years old, which is extraordinary in itself. Mm. Is just to take it into the 21st century. So I've spent a huge amount of time on our website, on our social media, and getting us up to speed in terms of where people are talking to each other, where we can get more exposure for our actors, how we can make it easier in this modern age and tech age for casting directors, producers, directors, and so on to have access to our talent.
Well, Nina, if anyone can, it's going to be you. I know your background and it's pretty dynamic. Thank you very much for talking to us and best of luck with your collaboration. It'll be interesting to see what comes out of it.
Thank you very much.